allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, 1.4 on our agenda is roll call, and John Lawless and Angel Garza were unable to be here tonight. Angel's still in Arizona, and John, I think, had a meeting for work. So do we have a motion to...
I'll make that motion to excuse John Lawless and Angel Garza from tonight's meeting.
Second.
And the motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's passed. 1.5 on our agenda is citizen input. Is there anybody here that would like to speak to an issue that's not on the agenda? So, item 2 on our agenda is approval of the agenda.
I like that motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Second, or I'm sorry, against? Motion's been made and seconded. Item 3 on our agenda is our consent agenda.
I'd make the motion.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to pass this consent agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? And the consent agenda has been passed. And we're down to item 4 on our agenda, which is current business. So 4.1, we have an employee recognition for Sue Wong Kosick, 15 years of service.
Would you like me to read that one?
Sure.
So before you, we have a 15-year recognition for Sue Long Kosick, who's also retiring and has announced her retirement effective the first of the year. Sue started part-time with Othello Police Department May of 2001 and became full-time January 2002. She assisted with the Citizens Academies when they were held. She was promoted to lead dispatch in January of 2014 and did a great job. And I'll say she did a great job. Sue was raised in Othello, and her father, Lieutenant Jerry Roth, was also a member of the Othello Police Department. And I believe her mother is here, and her husband are both here, and I'll let you introduce them if you'd like to. Prior to joining our department, Sue was an EMT for several years with the Othello Ambulance. And I will say, Sue will be missed. Sue, can you come on up?
The plaque says for Sue, 15 years of service for you to Sue Long in appreciation of your dedicated support to the citizens of the hall 2002 to 2014.
In the family, but I couldn't have worked for a better community. I appreciate all the opportunities, and saw my job advertised today, and there was a little bit of me that wanted to come get an application and fill it out, but Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
I was just trying to hide over on the side here with the high five. So this is a chief point. I want to thank you.
We're going to miss you, Sue. Okay, on to 4.1 on our agenda, 4.2 on our agenda. It's a change order for 13.2 to 14th Avenue Improvement Project.
Yeah, the our city engineer cannot make it over here from Spokane, or actually advised him not to try it since they're still getting pounded over there, so he couldn't make it. And Terry, who would normally fill in for that, worked about 38 hours straight with snow removal, so I sent him home today to for your fell over. And so I'll stumble through this as best I can, but these are two simple items, are cleanup items for the 14th Avenue project. The first one, 13.2, as it says there, was for landscape, and if you all remember, there were three residents who we had to help landscape, and this is, we paid 60%, now this is the remaining 40% of that for this agenda item here. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what it is. Have any questions, I'll attempt to answer them.
So we completed all the landscaping that they needed. We completed all the landscaping all that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all done.
And we just one motion for.
We have to do, there's two things we have to do. One motion for each one.
Okay. So I guess we need a motion to approve the enclosed contractor's change order number 13.2 for 14th Avenue Improvements Project.
I'll make the motion.
I second it.
The motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. In opposed? Motion's passed. Sorry about that. I forgot to have our discussion time, but did okay. Anybody have anything they wanted to say on it? And then we're on to 4.3, which is change order number 16 for the 14th Avenue Improvement Project.
This change order has to do with some time extension that we, again, this is a cleanup. We should have voted on this, you know, a couple months back when it was actually done. One contract day, as it says, for additional 120 linear feet of non-bid out of contract curbing. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly what that was. I believe it may have been to finish up around Columbia Street, but I'm not sure. If you want to know, let me know and I'll track it down for you. And the other was for the additional conduit to make sure we had the conduit for the street lighting. And those two additional days are added on for that. It's sort of a moot point now because, as we all know, they did finish pretty much on time the original contract with everything added in. So.
Okay. And it doesn't affect the contract price?
This is no cost.
No cost.
Do we have a change order for that concrete?
This is the change order for that concrete. Oh, well, no, sorry.
The cost of the contract.
I'll have to get back to you on that. Sorry. Don't know.
Yeah, because they brought us several change orders earlier in that if the cost was in there.
There'll be another cleanup item. I'll give them a call tomorrow and find out. Let you know.
Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. If there's no further questions, I guess we need a motion to approve the enclosed contractor's change order number 16 for the 14th Avenue Improvements Project.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And opposed? Motion passes. So we move on to the election of the mayor pro tem. Biennially, at the first meeting of the new council, or periodically, the council, by majority vote, may designate one of its members to serve as mayor pro tem. Debbie, did you want to speak to this?
What we need to do tonight, this is in your policy and procedures. again, we take nominations for Mayor Pro Tem. You should ask for a second on nomination, or that nomination will die. We can have several nominations if you, if the council wants to do that. And then, when you call for a vote, the council should specify the time. In the past, we've been doing them annually. That's up to council, though, however long you want to do that. So that's enough.
Okay.
I nominate Gina Doro.
Second.
For a term of 1 year.
I'd like to table it to all our council members who are here, till we pick a mayor pro tem. Can we do that?
That is up to the council. Yes, you could do that.
Just a discussion. You think it?
I'd actually second that. I think all the council members should be involved in that.
So I can do a motion to table?
Now, we already had a motion. Do we need to?
You have a second on that one motion? You want to read out your motions?
Yes, sir.
So then we have a motion for, to table it. Do we need to vote on that?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion to table this until the next meeting, or until everyone can be here?
Yes, present.
I think Angel's not going to be back till February. I think that's what I heard, so you might want to say until, how are we going to craft that?
Everybody gets here besides Angel.
Well. How are you going to say it?
So we have more of a majority vote.
So.
If that's the case, are we legitimately without a pro tem because her term is expired?
Yeah, there's a 1 year term.
That's the only kicker here.
We should follow through with tonight.
That'd be fine with me, if she's willing.
I'm willing.
Let's get back. I'll drop mine and you put yours back.
Because I know I was going to vote for her either way, so that's why, you know, it's not going to change between this week and next week, so.
Okay, so do you want to withdraw your motion then? Okay, and your second? Okay.
No, I'm going to need you.
Hey, I'll second.
So the motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 And against? We're good. All right.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Item 4.5 on our agenda is Teamsters Sergeants Collective Bargaining Agreement. The chief.
In front of council, good evening, council. In front of you are three collective bargaining agreements. We'll go through the first one first, and that is the agreement with the city and the police sergeants. This is a 3-year contract negotiated with the city administrator and myself as the negotiating team on the city side. We did have council members present for the negotiations, and in this case, the Teamsters were represented by Teamsters Rep Steve Bruckman and Aaron Garza. We've successfully negotiated a good contract. Are there any questions, or would you like me to hit some high points of it?
I wouldn't mind hearing a couple of high points of what's different, a little bit of.
What's different with this agreement and some of the good things that I see in this contract is we actually reduced the number of steps slightly, but what we created was a spread between a top officer and a bottom sergeant. What that'll do is that makes sure that we don't see compression between officers and sergeants happen over the years. The danger with having separate collective bargaining agreements is as they're negotiated differently, that spread can erode to the point where an officer is making more than a sergeant, and that would be very demoralizing and unfair to our sergeants. In this case, you know, that's one of the key points, and then there's, you know, I don't remember if this one was a 5% step between each of the steps. I believe actually we reduced that, but we got.
I think that was the 3.7.
Yeah, 3.5 or something like that between each of the steps, and that was so that the top step didn't get too far out there. What we did was a wage study where we looked at, through the Association of Washington Cities salary survey, where they query all the cities in Washington State. We looked at the numbers to see if our sergeants, we did this with all of the bargaining units, but we looked to see if their starting pay and their ending pay was comparable to 50% up and 50% down of all cities in Washington State. It's a very objective way to look at it instead of, you know, some of the normal, you know, we'll pick, you know, the city because of the lowest in the state, and they pick, you know, Bellingham or Bellevue, you know, Everett, and it's like, and then we kind of throw each all of them out. We keep going from there. The agreement also has some minor housekeeping changes, but one of the things that we also removed was, on our side, we asked that we remove the training requirement that actually talked about firearms qualifications, because that's typically a management right about how often we qualify. Actually, there's a state standard that we use on that, so we shouldn't really be negotiating something like that into a collective bargaining agreement, so we did negotiate that out. Otherwise, there's some leave accruals that were increased. The leave accruals are exactly the state common numbers, and in fact, they're the modes that were used in each city, so that our sergeants, and actually in this, dispatch and officers would all be receiving the same accrual rates, and these are the most common numbers being used in our state by all of the comparables that were looked at.
Okay.
So we believe it was a very defensible contract that we felt was fair to the city and fair to the employees.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got to say, I was one of the ones that was in on the meetings, and not only for this one, but for all of the bargaining units. The chief led these this year. We did I can't remember what the term is.
We didn't use traditional bargaining. Yeah. We did more of
interest-based bargaining.
Interest-based bargaining. Yeah, it was more of a talk across the table, and instead of holding our cards close to the vest and trying to sway one another, we also didn't use the bargaining lawyer this year.
Saved us some money.
Saved us a lot of money, but the chief did a fantastic job. All the research he put into the rate studies and salary studies was excellent, and good job.
No doubt there.
Yeah, I'd like to echo that too. What Gina said, that's no small feat, but what we did, because what that allows us to do is come from a position of strength and knowledge, so that the union negotiators, the two different ones, the Teamsters and the FOP, understood that we knew what we were talking about, and we were in the best interest of the city and our officers and our dispatchers and our sergeants. And you know, it was a position of honesty. We've done our research. This is what we think is the best thing. And so it saved all kinds of time and effort. I can't tell you how different this was than the 3 years ago. It was significant. And as Gina said, I put a lot of that on the chief's shoulders as far as the credit for making that happen.
I also was sitting on that, and I felt that it's fair for the officers, and it's fair for the city. It went that way. It wasn't, oh, no, we can't do that, or we can't do this. I was impressed. I learned a lot.
So,
just adding, being a three-year contract, the following years will have 2% increases for each of those. And you'll see the same in all of the agreements that we bargained.
So I guess we need a motion to approve the new three-year agreement with the bargaining unit.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? That motion's been passed. We're on to 4.6, which is our Teamsters Dispatch and Code Enforcement Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Thank you. So this is a very similar contract. It's, again, a Teamsters contract. Some of the things that stood out in this one, again, it was about a 2%, but we've looked at restructuring the steps, and what we've found is over the years, the step, and you'll see that like year one, year two, year three, we saw that the steps were becoming compressed in how they calculated them, so there were odd numbers between each year, and so it's kind of random, or very random, of how much of an increase they would get from year one to two to three to four. And generally, public employees, in my experience, are capped out at about 5 years, 4 years sometimes. And in almost all of these contracts, there was a six-month step increase before they got to the year. My preference is that that works with police officers. The reason for that, for four months of that, they're at the police academy where they're not doing much good for us. But they're learning. Once they get back, then we start seeing the increases go up. In this contract, much of it stayed the same. We did increase the leave balances, the leave accumulation, reworded, did some basic rewording, and then added some pieces like, let me actually tell you what that is. The lead dispatch position, we added that. We added a longevity that kicks in at 15 years. And Sue would have been our only one, I believe, that would have been eligible for that. We have nobody that's eligible, but it gives a target out there, so that an employee that's worked with Othello Police Department for over 15 years would see that. We added we increased the Spanish incentive from 1.5% to 3%, we did that with all the agreements. And it's a fairly insignificant amount, but what we find is our Spanish-speaking officers really do take a lot of extra work. We did add a deferred comp match off their base pay, and in this case it would be a 2% match, so if the employee were to put $90 a month into a deferred comp, which is basically a mutual fund managed by the different groups, in this case the state, the city would match up to the 2% cap of their base pay. So that's kind of a nice benefit. And our hope is that a few of our employees take advantage of that. And then the final piece is just the pay and the fact that there's five steps. We did get rid of the six-month step because I believe they had one. Created 5% steps between each and a 2% off the beginning. So, and then you'll see that there's a 2% for the following years to the end of the contract.
And let me add, one of our goals for all three of these bar units was retention. Some of the things we put in there was for retention so that we keep people like Sue for 15 years and our officers for, 10, 15, 20 years as well, if at all possible. We can't pay what they pay in the Tri-Cities or whatever, but we try and do some things to help them around. So that's, you'll see, if you look at these contracts, you'll see similar incentive items in those.
Does anybody have any questions? All right, then we need a motion to approve the new 3-year agreement with support and limited commission staff.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? And the motion passes. 4.7 is our Fraternal Order of Police Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Thank you, Council. This is probably the most complicated of the contracts. It definitely represents the most employees, too, so has the most cost to the city as we go into negotiations. Again, we saw a Spanish increase for Spanish incentive or language skills. We added a couple things I think that are really going to help us out here. One of them is officer in charge pay. So when I don't have a sergeant working, and an officer works for more than 2 hours without a sergeant, the most senior officer basically gets a stipend of 10% of their increase to the top officer pay. I think I've got that right. I may not be completely right on that one, so here we go. 10% base pay. Yeah, 10% of base pay. So what that does is when I call down here and I say, who's in charge? Somebody is going to say, I am. where if there's no sergeant working, I might have three officers without a sergeant, none of them are going to say, "I am." So this is really crucial, especially as we look at controlling crime scenes and coordinating our efforts, especially with other agencies. Other pieces that we added would be a stipend that would pay an additional amount to the school resource officer, a field training officer if they're training someone for just the period that they're training, a detective, and then we did add the longevity pay and the deferred comp match that we talked about in the other contracts. All of these items, you know, these premium pays, are very common and almost, and I'd say, industry standard throughout our state. So this is nothing exceptional. This makes our contracts look like almost every other contract that I've seen. Additionally, we increased the vacation accrual amount and the leave, just like we did everybody else. One of the things that we added was an incentive not to be sick. And we did this in each of these contracts. I think we also did it in the Public Works contract. But once they hit 960 hours of accrued sick leave, and to put that in perspective, that's 10 years of never calling in sick. At that point, they any additional hours, they'll be given 25 cents on the dollar for the value of those. So it gives them some incentive to not be calling in sick. So that's really a nice incentive. Additionally, with the officers, we have a provision in here that if they were killed on duty, or off duty, but if they were killed, that their sick leave would actually have a cash value that would be given to the spouse or the estate. So that's potentially a very expensive benefit, and we're hoping we never ever have to pay it. But that's, as we look around this country, you know, that's, I think I read about them every day. So additionally, then the final part that I talked about would be the pay plan, and that was, you know, what we found was the beginning pay of our officers was low, and what we did with the salary study, and so we moved that up, and then created the 5% steps out. So it's 2% increase to what had been the previous 6-month step. So we got rid of the, you know, 1 to 6 month step, threw it out. The new beginning step is what the 6 month step had been, so that's automatically a 5%, and then pushed it out from there. I think it's a good contract. The other thing we did was, where the previous contract had a 15 year, you couldn't hit the top step until about 15 years. That's not very common. Our goal for that when we negotiated this was to try to put some carrots out there to get people to stay. What we're finding statewide, is that officers are leaving departments at about 5 years, and it's not often pay. That's the issue, but that is a factor. So we stacked the steps down lower so that the officers would actually get into the top pay within 6 years, or on their 6 year they'd be making top pay. 61 months and further. So our hope there is to create that carrot that encourages people to stay a little bit longer. So, and then again, 2% increases for the future years. Any questions?
Budget-wise, we're still within everything with all these changes.
Spencer's still crunching the numbers to see what the impact is. I mean, plugging the names in helps us figure out who's getting what and where. So I've given Spencer a whole lot.
The biggest impact to the budget was the 2% pay raise for the years of the contract. And we had already estimated that that's what we were going to be doing, or we had moved forward with the budget as though that's what we were going to be doing. So that's already planned in there.
Some of the other impacts in here, deferred comp match and some of those, are fairly inconsequential. But the restructuring, moving some people around, going from, you know, where they weren't going to get a pay step increase until the 15th year, but they may actually get that now, that's where they may be getting more than that 2%. And once we get all the names plugged in, then we'll see what the real impact is.
So will we get a report back when we get all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Any questions?
I just hope we got enough carrots to go, these officers will be here in 6 years.
We're going to have to start giving some salary, too.
Take care of it.
Can't live on just carrots. We're going to have to give them some salary and something else.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It's like you said, we got to be fair to the other communities and stuff like that. I mean, we've got to pay our people that they want to stay here with us. And I think both of you guys have done a good job going that way.
And that kind of spurred something for me that I forgot to bring up was one of the things that we negotiated into this that's critical was our ability to negotiate with laterals as we hire them. So when I was looking and trying to entice laterals to come here, we've talked about the $7,500 signing bonus, which from what I'm hearing, we have applicants where we haven't had applicants in a long time. But we also have the ability now to negotiate their salary instead of just saying, well, I can offer you this. Now I can go from here to here, and I can actually put some sick leave on their books and that kind of thing. But if you think about it, sick leave is ours. We own it as a city. The employee really can't cash it out unless they retire. Well, if they stay long enough to retire, that's a good thing.
So.
Any other questions? So I guess we need a motion to approve the new 3-year agreement with the Fraternal Order of Police, police line officers.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And against? And the motion's passed.
Okay.
All right, so we are on to number 5 on our agenda. It's our unfinished business. Does anybody have any unfinished business they'd like to bring up to the council? Hearing none.